Jolene, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Well, I tell you, now you've sparked something very, very evil. I'm now playing with song titles for Corona.
But don't you agree? I mean, you're in media, you're in marketing. Corona beer, instead of distancing themselves and saying, no, well, our customers know the difference, shouldn't they get behind it?
Absolutely. In fact, I was thinking this last night while seeing the copious amounts of memes.
You know,
it was a debate yesterday. Who has more memes, Naamai Zakharin and Prime Minister Netanyahu or Corona? And I was thinking to myself, this is such a marketing opportunity, guys. Get on board. Be
absolutely,
as cheeky as possible.
Absolutely. It's just ridiculous. It's just really, really silly. Just get behind it. It makes no sense to me not to take advantage of it. Corona, I saw that two people were isolated in Israel with suspicions of having been infected. Is there any further news on that?
There is no further news, but what we have had is an announcement by El Al, and that El Al is suspending flights to Beijing until March the 25th. Mm. I don't know, maybe they know something we don't, which is why they're giving March the 25th. But they said that they will be suspending, and they follow other airlines who've either cut down on flights or have stopped flights.
Yes, well, you know,
we China.
We way ahead. SAA's even cancelled flights to Durban and Cape Town.
Well, it's just being cautious, Howard. Just being cautious.
Right. Absolutely.
All what you also have from Israel is that, of course, and Corona B, I'm asking you to like really learn from us Israelis, is that Israeli tech are getting on board with the coronavirus and they're putting out masks that could be a solution to stopping the virus from spreading. So you leave it up to the Israelis. Never an opportunity goes past to invent something, and that is our contribution. But wow, is there a stopping flight to Durban?
No, exactly. I don't want to start any rumors. They're only stopping a few flights. Okay, but talking about flying everywhere, I mean, Netanyahu and Sarah, never to miss out on an opportunity, on a photo opportunity, went off to fetch Naama Issachar yesterday. Do you think that Sarah Netanyahu went with because she's threatened by the relationship between Bibi and Netanyahu? Because she doesn't leave them alone for a minute.
Well, I think that any opportunity for Sarah Netanyahu to be in front of the cameras preening and smiling is an opportunity she's not going to miss. But what has been funny is the amount of memes that have been circulating. Of course, all poking fun at the Prime Minister because it is the national sport of Israel. But what was funny yesterday was a meme of Netanyahu leaning towards Putin saying, you know, do you think you can organize me a pardon, and another one that says, you know, an economy ticket's going to cost you about $1,400 or 1,400 shekels. A first class is going to cost you about 4,000. This must be dollars, Howard. Must be dollars. Mm-hmm. But a ride with the Prime Minister, all it's going to cost you is $9,000.
Oh, that's terrible. And a year in a Soviet, not Soviet, in a Russian prison. Hey, amazing. Really, really. But amazing news. You know, there's very few stories that, you know, and maybe we've seen a few of them that affect me, that I really get genuinely really upset about. I mean, obviously the stories are terrible, many of them in the news. But when we look at, you know, this story where this young woman did something stupid, and no one's saying that she didn't, but, to have been sentenced to 7.5 years in a Russian prison, it actually broke my heart, because I just kept thinking about her emotional state, her vulnerability, and I'm so relieved that she's back in Israel.
Well, it sparked a lot of debate. It sparked a lot of debate around that, you know, she really didn't do much that warranted a sentence of 7.5 years and a possibility of being sent to a prison in Siberia, because that could have been the next step, which is pretty serious. But it's also sparked debate, like, did she really need the red carpet welcome and a trip with the Prime Minister? I mean, we did laugh at the Prime Minister who said this time there'll be no stopovers. So, you know, one thing you have to award Bibi is his sense of humor.
Did they check her bags, by the way?
Well, funny enough, we were watching it live last night and somebody said to me, he said, is she going to have to go through the red line and declare anything or will she be sent straight through? That's my hubby and his sense of humor. Right. But yeah, we were watching last night. And of course, you know, Israel being Israel, we never miss an opportunity to poke fun at the PM. But we're happy that Naama Yizakhar is home safe and sound, her mother going with being fawned all over by Sara Netanyahu. So maybe, you know, she's there to keep a watchful eye on any shenanigans that, you know, she might not like, Howard.
Is there a father?
We haven't heard anything.
I haven't seen a peep from the father.
Was her father. Some of the speculation is because she's an Israeli-American and said her father could be American. But this is the end of that saga. She's home safely, and I don't think she'll roll herself a joint anytime soon.
Yeah, I would say she's left that part of her life behind. That is for sure. Well, I certainly would hope. Unsigned says, Corona, beware of Chinese knockoffs. Stay safe with the Mexican original. Drink responsibly. I like that.
I also like it. That's working for me.
That is for me as well. All right, Rolene, other big stories this week, and of course it was a very, very big week in Israel, and I'm at home being one of them. Poland and Lithuania still attempting to rewrite history.
This is extremely worrying. Lithuania, of course, very, very particular to South Africans. Many of us have our roots in Lithuania. South Africans are largely descendants from Jews who left Lithuania and managed to escape pogroms and the Shoah. But a lot of us losing vast amounts of our families to the Lithuanians in the Shoah, and the Lithuanian people being complicit with the killing, with the persecution of Jews before the Nazis even occupied
I think
Lithuania.
Yeah, I'll just interrupt you. Sorry, Rolene. But I think that's a very important distinction, is most of the Lithuanian Jews that came to South Africa and went around the world, and in fact it started off with massive amounts of people leaving at the end of the 19th century going to America. They didn't go because they predicted what was going to happen in 1939. They went because life became untenable to be a Jew in that area. The Lithuanian history is littered with the murder and the blood of Jews way before the Nazis got there.
As is Polish history. You know, we cannot forget the history of pogroms, Russia, Poland, Lithuania, predominant in Eastern Europe before the Holocaust. And what is frightening now is attempts by these two countries to rewrite history. Last week there was a protest outside the Lithuanian embassy attended by over 200 people, which, considering the age of many of the protesters and the weather in Israel last week, it was quite an astounding show of protest. Ephraim Zuhof, the famed Nazi hunter, was there, as well as survivors of the Holocaust, saying shame on the Lithuanian government because they want to pass legislation in the coming months that basically absolves Lithuania of any responsibility during the Holocaust, putting all the responsibility onto the Germans. But if we look at Eastern Europe, the Ukrainians, the Poles, before and after the Shoah, committing pogroms against Jews, and after the Shoah, remaining Jews in their countries. Poland now trying to push a more nationalistic agenda. We've had a big issue brewing this week with the Jewish Museum in Poland. The museum is asking for its director to be reinstated, but the government want to have their say on that, and they want somebody that represents what they see as more Polish interests. And of course, last week, the diplomatic spat between Russia and Poland at the Jerusalem Forum, when President Andrzej Duda of Poland not given the opportunity to speak, and Russia saying that, you know, the Poles did have a role to play in the Second World War. So there's a diplomatic spat there. And then this week at the commemoration at Auschwitz, the Russians, who were the liberators of the Auschwitz-Birkenau death camp, not being allowed to participate there. It's very, very frightening that, A, there is this revisionism of Holocaust history, but also that the victims and the survivors are getting lost amongst the political spats of these governments.
What's interesting, and maybe a solution to this, is to divide the responsibility. Because to some extent it is absolutely true that the Germans invaded Poland on the 1st of September 1939. They built the death camps and were responsible for what went on. They controlled the cities of Poland. But that is different to perhaps the terrible amount of anti-Semitism and the cooperation that came from the Poles and perhaps the Polish government prior and after that. So maybe the answer there, and the same thing with the Lithuanians, maybe the answer is to separate the two and saying, yes, you obviously are not responsible when you are controlled and you've been taken over by another country. You're not responsible, but you need to own what you are responsible for.
Absolutely, and unfortunately we have a situation, and we had it with Poland as well, which led to a major diplomatic brouhaha between Israel and Poland, is the revisionism. Oh, I have to practice that. I would only one cup of coffee and no coffee
this
morning. No,
that was never enough for that.
Them trying to rewrite the saying, we have no responsibility for any persecution of Jews whatsoever. They did, and like the Ukraine has owned up to that, they need to own up to it.
It's a conversation that's going to go on for a long time, but very, very important that we protect history, because in our cancel culture and in there's a whole movement to relook at history and define it according to what I think is an incredible amount of arrogance, that we think sitting in 2020 we've got the answers and we are the most woke that we will ever be. I think that it is a very, very poor reflection and on ourselves. Finally, a terrible story. Rockets fired from Gaza. A baby injured when the mom dropped the baby on the way to the shelter, running in panic to get to shelter.
Well, three rockets have been fired from the Gaza Strip into Israel, two intercepted. But just coming from the south last week and speaking to the people of the south, we talk about 15 seconds that they have to get to shelter. They don't. They have less than that. They have about 5 to 10 seconds, which is nothing. And a mommy with her newborn trying to get to the shelter dropped the baby. The baby is in serious condition. We are hoping for the best, hoping for a refuah shlema for both mommy and baby. It's a very, very traumatic situation for all. But, just got now an update from the hospital. The baby is now stable.
All right, and that is very, very good, very, very good news. Hopefully it will continue that way. Rolene Marks, it is 8 o'clock. This is where we love and leave you. Before I do let you go, Yossi V says, his tagline, spreading the infectious spirit of Corona.
Ooh.
One Mexican hop at a time.
What?
Hey, that's a good one. That is spreading the infectious spirit of Corona. One Mexican hop at a time.
Wow.
And Unsigned says, Corona, know your Mexican beer from your Chinese virus.